On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning into the show. We do it live every Wednesday at noon, and sometimes we have important announcements that need to be discussed.
Yes.
And hopefully this doesn't become the norm, Michelle, but
I know.
Like PG&E's really interrupting my show right now.
Yeah,
I'm
they
just
are.
Kidding. Folks, listen up. Michelle's going to give you some important information.
So we have confirmation from PG&E. They are moving forward with their public safety power shutoff. It'll start this afternoon. North Bay shutoffs will begin at around 3 o'clock, but this sort of happens in waves. So 3 o'clock is not the exact time. Just under 27,000 customers in Sonoma County are going to be affected in all or portions of Annapolis, Boys Hot Springs, Cloverdale, Fulton, Geyserville, Glen Ellen, Guerneville, Healdsburg, Kenwood, Larkfield, Santa Rosa, Sonoma, Windsor, and Stewart's Point. PG&E is forecasting that those peak winds will end by noon tomorrow, and that is when the utility should be able to begin power restoration after that. However, they do have to wait, and it's not an exact time, so they just have to wait until that's done. That can take up to 48 hours after they've decided to turn the power back on for power to be completely restored. Public safety officials want to remind you that you should treat any intersection that does not have working lights that's a four-way stop. That's state law. PG&E has set up a couple of resource centers in the county. They're going to be opening tomorrow. The first one will be at the Santa Rosa Veterans Memorial Building. The second is at the Hannah Boys Center, located in Sonoma. And the third will be in Cloverdale at the Citrus Fairgrounds there. The shutoffs are beginning for parts of the North Bay at around 3 o'clock today. And we do have the link on our website at ksro.com if you want to look up your specific address. If you lost power the last time 2 weeks ago, you will not necessarily lose power again today. But you can look that up. Go to ksro.com, click on the PG&E alerts link, and you can look up your address there.
And be nice.
And be nice. This is
the PG&E
no
workers out there are your neighbors, yeah, and your friends and your family. The crimes against PG&E workers that we heard were happening last time were stupid.
It's awful.
Don't be ridiculous, people. Calm down. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but let's realize that, you know what? PG&E actually did get it right last time on the second day. Yeah, it wasn't as windy on the first day, but we got those 70 mile an hour gust winds. I remember hearing about them last time. So who knows what impact those winds would have had if they didn't shut the power off.
Right.
We know what they didn't have when Edison and SDG&E didn't shut their power off in Southern California.
Right, right.
Fires started immediately. While our power was being returned on, they were having wildfires down there.
Right. And they did say after the power shutoffs 2 weeks ago that PG&E, when they inspected their lines, they found quite a few, I think about 100 different instances of damaged power lines. So, you know, they were doing it for a purpose. It's very frustrating.
Yes,
I totally
it sucks.
Get it.
It totally sucks. It's 2019, almost 20, yes. And our solution is shutting power. That does suck.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know what? You get through it and you move on to the next day, and the wind comes and goes away, and pretty soon it'll be raining and snowing and everything all around.
Yes.
The tops will be covered with white.
Yeah. So. And rely on your neighbors too. If you have power and you know that your buddies, in the other part of town don't have power, you can offer to let them come over and, hang out with you.
Totally. It's amazing. Play a board game. What?
Yes.
Who would have thought? We used to get stranded in the floods when I was in high school in the early 90s, and we just played poker and screwed around, took a canoe out. I mean, you just do things,
All right,
folks. Well, hey, if you're just joining us, I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. We were just talking about PG&E's likely power outages throughout the North Bay. So check the provided resources for that. But we're going to get back to what our show is which is really the biggest asset that you have and often the biggest liability you have in your life, which is your home and your home's mortgage. And we have a nice show set up for you today where I'm going to talk about some of the things that impact your mortgage, like your tax bill and whether it's included with your mortgage. And also, you got tax bills and maybe you pay them yourself. So we're going to talk about that. I'm also going to talk about how the holidays are upcoming. People are starting to put together their shopping lists and what to avoid when you're out there in the department store arena when you're out there at Best Buy or you're out there at Macy's or you're seeing Amazon retail cards offered to you.
Oh, yeah.
Retail being the secret word here. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit as well. And of course, I want to talk about interest rates. So the hot topic has been that interest rates are amazingly low. Folks, I've been saying that for 8 years, okay? Interest rates have been at historic levels because we came out of a really nasty recession, and the cost for funds to you, a homeowner, a consumer, had to be low for you to recover. Wage growth has been virtually zero, unless you're at minimum wage. Well, that's a whole nother topic. Now we have forced minimum wage growth, which is affecting organizations and businesses. But wage growth in general has been flat. So your cost of funds has to be low for you to be able to continue to buy cars and pay your bills and buy houses. This won't last forever. And we will see economic changes that cause interest rates to go up. Now, there's been a large focus on how interest rates are back into the threes. Folks, that's a short-term thing. So what we're going to have, every time we have a cycle of interest rates going up or down, we see like a half of a percent to a 1% move. So they'll go from, say, a low of 3.5 on a 30-year fix up to 4.5% over a 6-month to 1-year period. We are now on the other side of that curve where it's like an inverted bell curve where now the rates are going to go back up and you think they should be lower. The reason is, there's so many unscrupulous, illegal, unethical marketing practices out there that have you, the consumer, believing rates are still where they were when they're not when you lock. Rates are going to rise. It's starting to happen now. There are still some great deals out there with internet lenders and your credit unions and other sources are going to offer you great terms. But just realize that over the weekend, we had some good news about Brexit.
Right.
I haven't talked about Brexit for a long time because there's basically been nothing going on with Brexit. There's been all this political turmoil.
Yeah.
Stalemate, yeah. Political turmoil, change in prime minister. I mean, major things have happened over there. Brexit has done nothing. Now, all of a sudden, Brexit is starting to move forward again. The other topic that affects interest rates is China trade. So we have a trade deficit with China. If you, you know, read one of the dozens of tweets about it over the last month from the president, any one of those that has a positive inkling of news can have an impact on mortgage rates going up. Because remember, I always talk about what affects interest rates as being uncertainty and stability. So when we are in uncertain times with trade agreements with our, you know, in this case, one of our biggest trade adversaries, or we are worried about what's happening with European Union, that is unstable and that uncertainty causes rates to go up. Down. That uncertainty causes them to go down. Sorry, I got it backwards in my head. So now when that uncertainty is lifted, when we start to become stable, when we start to see positive things happening, the rates, they start to go back up. And so we're just in that place right now where instability is changing to stability just a little bit. And you're going to see these rates go from 3.625 up to 4. It's really that simple.
Right. But those numbers still are so low. It was not that long ago that rates were 7, 8, right?
It wasn't. So it was not. So in 2006 and 7, Alan Greenspan got on a mission of raising the cost of funds to the world, basically, prime rate. And it kept going up, up and up and up. I think it was 13 consecutive increases. And we got rates into the sevens.
Right.
Right. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, we went through something called we went through quantitative easing, where the government started buying mortgages, which I was really an opponent of as a long-term practice and strategy. I'm still an opponent of, but right now it has not been replaced. So government bought all these interest rates and they basically said, or bought all these mortgages and they said, okay, that's going to cause interest rates to go down. Well, then we got into this point where it's like, well, the economy is doing pretty good. Maybe we need to stop buying, the government needs to stop buying so many mortgages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had something called a taper tantrum.
Taper tantrum.
Yeah, they tapered. Basically everyone, they tapered, the quantitative easing stopped, and interest rates went up the largest they'd ever gone up in one day than my career. And since, they've never gone up that much in one day. It was almost like a full, I think, 3/4% on average increase in one day.
That's pretty dramatic.
So then they kind of went up higher. Now we're back good. Yeah, we're in the low fours, high threes. You know, it's like that's kind of the average. And, you know, depending on your circumstances, you might be in the fives or you might be in the low threes. So like anything, your rate is not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. There is a custom approach to understanding what you're eligible for. I tell people all the time, there's 30 different things that affect an interest rate. That's your value relative to your loan amount. That's also your credit score. It's the loan amount in general, whether it's a jumbo or not. All these things affect the interest rate. So quit trying to do it yourself. Just call someone like me at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. And what we'll do is talk about your goals, put together a custom rate quote that matches you and your circumstances and your FICO score and your credit history. And then we'll see if that fits for a refinance or a purchase. It really is that simple. Mm-hmm. So people can go to georgiadare.com. Georgiadare.com is a great place to start as well. And we'll give you that sort of one-on-one consultative approach to figuring out what the best move for you is. But remember, all these things in the interest rate market are things you can't control except for two things. One is your credit, and two is how much you're going to put into your real estate value in your purchase,
right?
So if you're going to put a larger down payment down, that will help with your interest rate. Pretty much everything else is outside of your control. Just kind of is. So we'll go through those things together. And I always, Michelle, I'm always looking at people's credit report, looking for opportunities to help them improve it. And we're usually pretty successful with that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you want to have a custom rate quote, call me at my office, 707-583-8100, 583-8100, or visit georgiadare.com. Click apply now, put in your information. It's all very secure, best technology out there. And we will work with you on a custom rate quote for your refinance or purchase. And we'll tell you what the real deal is. We're going to commercial break. We'll be right back. And I'm going to talk to you more about credit repair and the taxes that you're getting in the mail for your property. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Hi, this is Scott Barbieri with Wine Spectrum in Santa Rosa. I recently had a personal injury case handled by Charlie Cochran and his legal team. Charlie and his team kept me informed of my case as it went through litigation. And most important, they return your phone calls. My case successfully settled without trial. If you've been involved in an auto accident, call Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson at 707-544-9006.
Call the legal team of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison today.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, everybody. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning into the show. You know, you can always stream it at ksro.com and find our past podcasts posted. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yep, that's it. And you can go back and hear some of the shows that we've put of late on there. Michelle does a great job of putting a narrative and summary of the shows. And, you know, you can always go to GeorgiaDare.com where you can apply securely and safely and confidentially for a home loan. Remember, that's what we do here at Cross Country Mortgage. So we'll help you get a rate quote that fits your needs. So if you're a homeowner right now, in the last week, you probably got your tax bill and you all grumbled. I think I heard it all at once.
Right?
Just this in sync. Sorry, everybody. But you did. You got it. You went, it's that time. And then you said, half of you, statistically, said, my lender pays this. Why am I getting the bill? I know that because the other half of you that I've done loans for called me and asked me. Right. And that's okay. That's what we do. I call it service after the loan closes. And it's something we always do. We always encourage our clients to call me later or text me a picture of anything funky or questions you have because it's complicated. Mm-hmm. So let me clear it up for the listeners today that when you got your tax bill, the reason you got your tax bill is because you're the owner of the property. And even if your taxes are paid by means of an escrow impound account with your lender, the tax bill remains your responsibility. It does not remain your lender's responsibility. The lender is not removing your legal obligation to pay your taxes. What they're doing is providing a service to pay your taxes.
Okay.
Those are really two different things. Mm-hmm. So tax bill comes to the homeowner because that's what you put on your documents when it was recorded with the county. And you look at your tax bill and it's got like all the breakouts of how much goes to each specific recipient of your tax amount. So it's a nice reminder of when you are voting for measures on a ballot in your neighborhood and you think you need another fire tax or you need another road tax or another school tax or bond, it goes into your tax bill and you pay for it then.
Yep.
So remember, some of those are from years and years and years ago, and you're still paying for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they've been extended or et cetera, et cetera.
Don't really see the aftermath of that as much as you'd like. For some reason, our schools are still broke. Our roads are still needing disrepair. And our fire stations are still underfunded. It's a really interesting thing that we have. But people have a short-term memory. They forget until you look at your tax bill that Measure D didn't get you any new roads in front of your neighborhood. So that's part of what makes up your tax bill. Now, if you're a new homeowner, you recently bought your house in the last year, you also got a supplemental tax bill. The supplemental tax bill is the opportunity for the assessor to have time to update the tax rolls on your property. So the tax collector sends you this bill that says, hey, we need a catch-up amount because the tax bills come out, they're due in October, they're late December 10th, and then they're due in February, and they're late April 10th. That's it. They don't come throughout the year. So it takes time for the assessors and the tax collector to sync up to the new purchase price and the new tax basis that was set. So remember, when you buy a property, if you've done so in the last year, you would have gotten a supplemental tax bill that says, hey, you also owe this money. So I get that one often, that question, Michelle. They go, hey, so I got my tax bill, but then I got a supplemental tax bill also a few months ago. What do I do? The supplemental tax bill has to be paid. It's your responsibility as a homeowner to pay your supplemental tax bill. If you have an impound account, if you are paying monthly for your taxes and insurance, there may be enough money in that account to cover the supplemental tax bill or part of it, subject to a certain holdback. The lender always wants to have a couple months of reserves in there, so they won't necessarily pay your supplemental tax bill for you. In most cases I see, Michelle, it's like a few hundred bucks.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a grand. Mm-hmm. And then it gets even kind of more screwball-y. If you bought your house in the last year, and your lender was collecting your taxes and insurance for you on a monthly basis, but the new tax bill didn't come out in time for them to stay current and updated, the lender is dropping the amount of taxes they collect on your monthly tax bill, on your monthly mortgage.
What?
based on the seller's tax rate.
Okay.
So when you buy a house, it reestablishes the tax basis.
Okay.
But if the tax rules haven't been updated in time, the lender has to return money to you. So they send you a check. It's people who go out driving around going, yeah, I got that check. I don't know what to do with it, so I cashed it. And then 6 months later, they got a bill.
Yeah, the tax bill.
They got to pay a supplemental tax bill.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I always tell people that are my customers, send me a picture of your tax bill. I'll tell you what to do with it. Usually I'm going to say file it away or send it after you send it to your lender, your loan servicing company, to make sure they have the most current information.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you got a supplemental tax bill, I usually say, call your servicer, see if there's enough money to pay it. If there's not, you need to pay it. Don't let it go too long because the penalties start accruing and they're expensive. It's like 10%.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Don't be late on your tax bill. It's 10%. So I have a couple tax bills coming up. I choose not to impound because that whole accounting shuffle where you kind of looked at me sideways as I was trying to explain it to people is what I don't like to go through. I don't like the shuffle. I don't like the, are they collecting enough? Oh, they're collecting too much. They send you a check. They do an escrow account rebalance. All that becomes a mess. So I personally don't do escrow account. But people that do just expect that there's an escrow account rebalance happening every year. And you're going to get your tax bill every year, so just be aware of that. And if you just bought your house, you'll have a supplemental tax bill that you have to pay. That's the summary of it.
Okay.
Tax bills are, again, they're due December 10th. I'm going to see if I can get Diva Proto on. She was on with us last year. So we'll see if we can get her on. She's the assessor for Sonoma County. And talk with her about this. Maybe she'll explain it better than I can. If you impound your taxes and insurance, don't forget, it's still your responsibility. That's the thing I want people to really pay attention to.
Right.
And then you can always call the assessor's office. Great people, great help, lots of great information available to you when you contact them.
Right.
They want their money.
Yes. And then another thing that you're responsible for and that you have control over is your credit score.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We were talking about that at the first half. Thanks for reminding me. I got to get this out. So the holiday season's coming. A lot of people are going to spend a lot of money. And you got to get tossed all these offers. You go into a department store like Macy's and they're going to give you 20% off for signing up for a credit card.
Right.
Don't do it.
Why not? George, it seems like such a good idea.
Because the interest rate's going to be 30%. You just lost 10% if you didn't pay it off in a year. Look, the gimmicks are there to get you... Honestly, to get you to get into a position where you charge up a balance and they collect money. They make money off of your interest rate. Mm-hmm. So they incentivize you and hope that you'll just think you'll pay it off in time and not pay the interest penalties and accrued interest. So let me give you a couple of key examples to really be careful about. Same as cash for 12 months. Home Depots, mattress stores, any sort of big item purchase like exercise equipment. If you do not pay that off in full, I mean literally, if you have a dollar left, they accrue the interest back to day one.
Oh, goodness.
So your same as cash for 12 months is true, but after 12 months has passed, if you have any balance, it was not same as cash. Not that you have interest left on the remaining balance. It's the entire accrued interest as if you had it in full.
Oh, that could be a shock.
It can be a shock. Because of same, 12 months same as cash type offerings, the credit bureaus, Fair Isaac scoring models, the FICO scores completely impact your score negatively when you take out those type of deals.
Oh,
yeah, okay. You don't have to pay it back. Why would you get any credit for paying it back? Why would they give you any positive scoring for paying it back and you didn't have to? So be careful of money, same as cash offers. Be careful of any department store offer. Each of those will generate, in my experience, 30 to 70 point drops in your FICO score.
That big?
It's tremendous.
Wow.
Don't do it.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Right.
Not if you plan to use your credit. It's just not worth it.
What about gas station credit cards? Can you get those or are those also bad?
I think they're fine. I haven't seen anyone get one of those for a long time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
It's a good question. Yeah. You stumped me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to put bad information out. Okay. I have a feeling that it's treated like a regular credit card because you're automatically required to make your payments.
Right. Okay.
That's the issue, is if you have a promo, the promo is what causes the dip on the FICO scores. And so avoid it. Just use your credit card and just pay it off.
Yep.
So just beware of the offers, folks. I just talked to somebody who said they were all stoked because they got 20% same as 20% off on a credit card for a department store, and she paid it off. I said, yeah, but you also crashed your credit score. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, if you went on and looked at your credit score, you'd see that dip.
Yep, and then, of course, we'll do our annual credit health show in January, like we always do, just to remind people to pull their credit and take a look at the things that are impacting it. Mm-hmm. And it's part of what I do. Michelle, I'm always looking at people's credit. I've seen thousands and thousands of credit reports. And a couple things that we talk about in that show will be knowing that you can pull it for free once a year with no impact on your score.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give out that information then. And also that you want to check your credit for health, but that there's a certain balance of good credit versus installment loans versus mortgage. The formula generally is one mortgage, one auto loan, three credit cards. Like, that's kind of the vanilla sweet spot to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you'll always be over 720. So, all right, folks. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back next Wednesday. Please be nice to each other out there. Watch for those blinking and those dead signals. I think the car on the right has to go. Isn't that how it goes?
I think it is.
I think it's the car on the right.
But just, eyeball it.
Look at each other in the eyes. No one wants to do that anymore.
No.
All right, folks. I'm George Adair. Remember, you can always call me at 707-583-8100 for your own custom mortgage quote. Until then, be good, be nice. We'll see you next Wednesday.